I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 22nd. This will be the last week for the community COVID-19 testing and vaccination clinic offered by Manic Community Health Center at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. Walk-in testing will take place today from 1 to 4 p.m., and the vaccination clinic is Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. by appointment. The clinic may have to relocate to make way for construction of a new special education learning center. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will mark Black History Month this Thursday with a Black Voices Story Time for children. The in-person event will feature stories from Black authors and illustrators for children 3 years and older. The event will be held Thursday in the Children's Room of the Main Library in Quincy Center from 10 to 10:45 a.m. The event is free. No registration is required. However, face masks are required for all adults and children 5 and older. Face masks are recommended for anyone 2 to 4 years old. The Quincy Recreation Department has expanded gym programs for school vacation week this week. Activities are taking place at many elementary and middle schools every day from 9 a.m. to noon. There's swimming programs at the Lincoln Hancock School, and the renovated locker rooms are now open there. And there's a special parents' night out tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night at the Broadmeadows Middle School. The recreation staff will have activities and programs for children in grades 2 through 8 from 5 to 8 p.m. while parents get a night out. Program is $5 per night. You can visit QuincyRec.com or call 376-1394 to register. A reminder, there is a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling all this week due to the President's Day holiday yesterday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 22nd.